Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Het, Mishnah Het. This Mishnah is going to talk about how poor a person has to be in order to be allowed to collect Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah. If a person has a certain amount of money, he's not considered to be poor, and therefore these gifts would not apply to him. Mishnah says, Mi sheyesh lo matayim zuz lo yitol leket shicha upe'ah u'ma'aser ani. If a person has 200 zuz, zuz is a currency that was used, a certain amount of money, he's not allowed to collect leket, shicha, and pe'ah or ma'aser ani, because he's considered to be not a poor man. 200 zuz, says the Bar Tenura, is the amount of money that a person, a regular person, can use in order to clothe and feed himself for an entire year. So if he has enough money to clothe and feed himself for an entire year, he's not considered to be a poor person to be entitled to those gifts to the poor. Hayu lo matayim haser dinar, afilu elef notlin lo ke'ahat hareze yitol. If a person has 199 zuz, he's missing one, then he's fully entitled to collect leket, shicha, and pe'ah. He's allowed to be given those gifts. Even if he's given 1,000 zuz at one shot by a farmer who's giving out leket, shicha, and pe'ah, they give him 1,000 zuz in one shot, and now his net worth is way above the 200 zuz that's considered to be, under 200 zuz that's considered to be a poor person. He's allowed to take it because at that moment that he's receiving the 1,000 zuz, he's considered to be a poor person. Obviously, after he absorbs that 1,000 zuz, he's not allowed to collect leket, shicha, and pe'ah. Hayu memushchanin lebal chovo or lektuvat ishto hare ze yitol. If a person has 200 zuz, but that money that he has was designated for two things, either one of them, he owed a debt, and he had that money that he had to give back to the person he was obligated to, so he doesn't really own the 200. 50 of them were obligated to somebody else that he owed a debt to, or to pay his wife's ketubah. If a husband either divorces his wife or he dies while she's still living, at that point in time, he has to pay her ketubah. And in order to avoid a sticky situation after his death, the husband usually would set aside the amount that he owes her in the ketubah, so his children wouldn't have to come up with that amount of money after his death. So if he owes the wife that amount of money in the ketubah, and this money is set aside for her, he's allowed to collect leket, shicha, and pe'ah, because we don't take that amount of money into our accounting when we're trying to figure out if he's worth 200 zuz. Mishnah finishes off, and mehayevino told him koret beto ve'et kele tashmisho. We say that a person's house or his utensils inside of his house also do not count towards his net worth of 200 zuz. So when we're calculating it, we set his house and his housewares aside, and we see how much actual cash this person has. If it's over 200 zuz, he's not allowed to collect leket, shicha, and pe'ah. If it's under 200 zuz, he is allowed to collect leket, shicha, and pe'ah.